Troy Sloan from Cameron, Missouri.
Troy, you had a good fair at Missouri State Fair. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's been a really fun ride. We actually had champion and reserve in the Market Lamb show, and the next day we ended up having the champion overall Barris. So it's been very rewarding, and it's been one heck of a year for us. So definitely privileged to have as many awards as we've gotten here at the State Fair.
You are fortunate to have done that, but it must take a lot of work. Describe what you went through to get to this point.
Yeah, it's unreal. I mean, more or less, you can put as much time as you have in a lifetime into this show and deal, and it's no different than any sport that anybody plays. I think the time you put into it's probably what you're going to get out of it. So no different than any sport or anything you want to be successful in. I think the more time and effort and hard work and dedication you put into it, the better the outcome's going to be. So,
talk about your projects. How did you choose them? There had to be something that went into that too.
Right. Well, obviously the ones that we won with weren't necessarily the only ones we had this year. We had 5 sheep and also brought 8 Barris down. So obviously these weren't the only ones we started with. That's something that obviously they're not all going to turn out to be champions when it's all said and done, but a lot of times you just got to start with, you know, 4 or 5 more than you're planning on hoping to end up with, because along the way there's definitely a lot of speed bumps and struggles in the livestock industry, just in terms of trying to get them to turn out to be the very best. Sometimes they don't all just pan out to be maybe quite as good as you thought they once were, but all animals that I ended up winning with here were all ones that I thought, you know, back in April and May when we were buying livestock, I thought would have a real good shot when it came August.
Be the judge for me. How do you sort out a good swine?
You know, it just depends. This livestock deal is real opinionated, but those two guys that come from Oklahoma and Texas that judged that deal on Friday, I mean, they were looking for a good hog that was square built and sound structured, and one that was still opened up and plenty of powerful enough from every angle. And I mean, the bear that we end up winning the deal with, I think that's what he was. I mean, he was probably as wide and stout as anything in the show, but as the drive wore on, he held himself together real well and just kept on motoring across the ring, and I think that was just kind of what did it in for him. So,
outside of FFA, tell me a little bit about your life and what you're doing.
More or less anything to do with agriculture. I went to high school in Cameron, Missouri, and graduated there in 2009. I went to 2 different junior colleges between 2009 and 2010 and 2011, one being Coffeyville Community College in Coffeyville, Kansas, and the other being Fort Scott Community College in Fort Scott, Kansas. And from the Fort Scott, I transferred to Iowa State. At Iowa State, I'm majoring in general agriculture, and definitely I think I got a bright future ahead of me as far as that go. Plan to graduate Iowa State in another 3 semesters.
What would you like to do then?
It's still kind of up in the air. Like I said, I just majoring in general agriculture, so I think I've left my options open. So anything to do with agriculture or the livestock industry, I would say.